radically attached Christianity was not monolithic.
It wasn't monolithic, folks. I don't think there were any rabbis who felt that Judaism adopts Christianity. I think it's assumed monolithically that it's a different religion. Whether a non-Jew who is a Catholic, his Chayiv Nisan, come over with his own or not, so that's not monolithic, that's a purple. But it's not negate us, as far as the Jews concerned. It's certainly a different religion, it's certainly prohibited to celebrate Christmas. I understand that some one student was distributing leaflets in a dormitory, and all dormitories, including the Sinicha dormitory and the Torah dormitory, and everybody's there encouraging everybody to come to a Christmas party and a New Year's party. So I assume that everybody knows that it's prohibited to attend a Christmas party and to attend a student prohibited, it's a dormitory, it's even prohibited to watch a mass on television. I remember when Kennedy was shot, and they had the mass on television, his funeral was on television, so I said, hey, we go everywhere. That the people don't understand that it's the same issue whether you go into the church and bring the church into your home. If you watch television, you see the name according to their religion, the Yetzer, your religious favor. Like if a guy sits home and he listens to the Chazan's Lo Shoyt and Shur, or his Kedusha at home, so he's Yetzer, and if he's the name, so if he's the name of time, there's also a Zap Saks, and it does not matter, that you can celebrate Mass by watching on television. So that was what Rachid said, that it's the same issue whether you go into the church and you participate and you bring the church into your home. The Gemara says in Masechus Avodizayin, the first prayer, that the Yisrael should be Chutzlar, so have the Avodizayin be Parahim, that the Jews in Chutzlar don't realize it, that they really worship Avodizayin. The Jews, without even realizing it, sing Christmas carols, which are mamish prayers to Avodizayin, they're often prayers to Avodizayin, which is an Easter. The Davin to Avodizayin, even if that's not dark of the past, it could appear from the Gemara that that constitutes Avodizayin, that you find Easter for. And the Jews wish each other, wish the day and happy holiday and so on. It's a big, big problem. That's what the Gemara says, every other deserve the power. They don't realize it, that they were every other deserve.
Didn't you say,
could
God have a happy holiday? You shouldn't say that,
Shara, season's greetings. Season's greetings. That's the tone of time. Season's greetings. Yeah. If the guy is doing a davar amuta, then you're permitted. And let's say the guy is driving away to work on Shabbos, you can say haratzlocha. It's a mishnah in Gittin. A guy, let's say, is chorish b'shvi. He's doing shnas hashmita. He's doing avodas hakarki. He's permitted to announce himself. So you say haratzlocha. Shvi natzlocha in your business. Now, shayin can if the guy is going to worship avodah zarah, so you're not permitted to give him a bracha, worship well, daven well. So there's a question whether a non-Jew who worships Christianity is permitted to or not. The Pashto says that he's prohibited. When Tosfos says in Masechta Sanhedrin, it's a Tosfos later, that the Nerech are not Mizra and Shittur. So the Rameh understood the Tosfos to mean that the non-Jew is not prohibited from worshipping Avodah Zarah b'Shittur, that if he worships the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, it is not Chayiv Nisa in the time of Avodah Zarah, because Al Kol Panim at least he's also worshipping the Father. And in the Hasidim and many other Achronim before him, many other Pashtim say that that's not correct. Here, the Tosfos on Son of Limon Beis, the last line in the Tosfos on God. Rice Quote is not here? I don't believe it. How's that? Also in the King Lama. Yusuf Kamenetsky, Mailman. Okay, I have three Tunis. The Tosfos says on the last line in the Ramasa, Oscar, and Son of Limon Beis, on the Beis, the Beninath of Huzi Raka. In America, not Mizra and Shifa. That's the Russian approach. Shatav, Shemshan, Gavah. So the Ramok understood this to mean, the Ramok wrote the smoke with the Rachanim understood this to mean that in America, not Mizra and Shifa, they can worship Abu Dhabi the Shifa. And many others say, they also have a prime hell like that, many others hold that it's not correct. The closest means to say that in America, not prohibited from swearing the shame of Abu Dhabi. There's two different things. To worship of it is all the sheep of his knees. So in case it's not talking about worshiping, we're talking about swearing the shame of it is all. And they don't mean they're not only muzer, they're not muzer on sheep. They're not muzer on against swearing either the shame of it is all. It's not actual of it is all. Let's say, of it is all for a Jew is also Bahamel. Is of it is all also Bahamel for a non-Jew. So the Chidush Aran says that it's also Bahamel. But the Pashto Tachanim always assume that it's not correct. The Pashto says that Abu Dhabi is mutabah melfa melfa, just for the cause of the worship of Abu Dhabi. It's not that every Yisrael of Abu Dhabi is an Yisrael to have Abu Dhabi. That doesn't apply to the melfa. The only Yisrael is to worship Abu Dhabi for a melfa, to make Abu Dhabi. That doesn't apply to the melfa. Nothing is prohibited to worship Abu Dhabi. So to swear the shame of Abu Dhabi,
places need to say that that's not prohibited for now. They didn't necessarily need to say, Pashto says they didn't say that at all, that Shittah is mutter for now. Anyway, but what is the Jewish attitude towards Christianity? That it's prohibited for Jews. What's the question? Shalom, when the Jews are permitted to study a course in Christianity, let's say Yeshiva College should offer a course in comparative religion, could offer a course in Christian theology, of course it's prohibited. It's the Chazin in the Torah. The Baruch Hashem says, I am a jealous God, like the husband is a jealous lover. He tells his wife, don't you dare have an affair with anybody else. Jealous lover, so it says in the Chumash. Kiel Kanu Hashem, and the Rambam writes, Maimonides writes in the Guide to the Perplexed, that the only time the Torah describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu as jealous, Kana, is with respect to Avodah Zarah. He's jealous, he doesn't want any competition. Not only no competition, that you shouldn't worship Avodah Zarah. Al-Tifnei El-Halilim. Al-Tifnei means not even to be pregnant. Not to read a book about them, not to take a course about them, not to study their art, their religious paintings, and so on.
How about studying their text? You want to read the
The Gemara says that in connection with Kishuv, the Gemara has laid on Masechta Sanhedrin that Kishuv is mitzvah, lehavin al haros you're permitted to. Or lehavin al haros l'avodah zarah you're permitted to. It means that a person who is in a leading position in the Jewish community, a rabbi or something like that, or a student who wants to become a rabbi, is going to have to deal with non-Jews. He has to know something about the religion. Bam al haros, he has to know. A person, let's say, works for Pilgrim or something like that, he has to know how to get the kids out of the missionary. An anti-missionary activist has to know what the missionary activity is all about. You have to know something about the Christian religion in order to be able to function. But Stan, all the students in Yeshiva College should be exposed to a course on Christian theology. Why, everybody's going to deal with Christians on a religious level? Most people don't deal with Christians on a religious level. I do, but you don't. I deal with Christians on it, but the students don't. Rabbis have to deal with Balochim. And with the intermarried couples, and we have to explain why this is not the Jewish religion, and this is the Christian religion doesn't stick with the Jewish religion, it's two different things. And it can't be the husband and wife come to me, the wife is from the Philippines and she's Christian, and the husband is Orthodox Jew. I explain, you're not an Orthodox Jew. If you're married to this Christian woman, obviously you're not an Orthodox Jew. You have to know a little bit about the religion if you're going to deal with non-Jews. But most students in Yeshiva don't deal with non-Jews on a religious level. And it's only needed to have such a course if the professor is a Jewish person and he's explaining the Bama Lahashim stuff. You have a course on comparative religions because someday you may become the chief rabbi of America and you'll have to deal with the chief bishop of America. So it's not called Bama Lahashim. When you'll be appointed, when you'll be running for the chief rabbin, then we'll give you a book to read about.
But it's temporary. It's temporary to read the New Testament.
The Gospels are new. The Gospels. They call it the New Testament. We call it the Gospels. We don't call it the New Testament. That's not permissible at all. It's not permissible to study the Gospels. The Rambam writes in one place that, historically speaking, not talking from the religious viewpoint, the Rambam writes in one place, Christianity served a valid purpose in the history of the world. It got many Africans to know about the concept of Mashiach. So when the Melech HaMashiach will come, they'll know what it's all about. They'll understand because they heard about Mashiach. I thought that Yeshke was Mashiach, but I thought they're going to understand that why is Mashiach coming. But he said, he writes that it has a valid, it has certain, doesn't say that it has validity to it. He says it accomplished a positive thing. Everything that Hashem has in the world has a positive function. But historically speaking, Christianity accomplished something good, but it does mean that the Rambam thinks that Christianity is not our desire for Jews, that we can study Christianity and worship Christianity and celebrate Christmas. The Rambam should say that you're allowed to have Christmas Jews. As one has nothing to do with the other. I think so. I think it's a Christian religious holiday.
So for Jews to take off on
the New
Year's Day,
and
be a
Mr. Shame New Year's Day, yes, there is. If the office is closed, then that's the first time. The first time the window can open, he knows enough is to go in. But, well, it's a federal holiday. What? Isn't it a federal holiday?
It's a federal holiday.
So all the businesses up there, what can
they do? If the guy gives you a present on his holiday, is that part of their practices?
So what how do you deal with that? Is that accepting as part helping him out in his religion? Or is that just trying to be friendly?
Yeah. I don't know, giving gifts on their holiday is part of their religion?
I think they
give
gifts the whole thing. I don't know, what that's what the people say. I don't know what the Galatians say
about that. Cards. Well, cards, you don't have to, he wants to know what you have to give back to give. Well, right. Cards, you don't have to give back
to give. No, like they always say, Santa comes, gives gifts, and that's part of their whole
thing. I don't know, Santa, is that part of the religion?
I don't know exactly, I don't know
what's happening. I don't know.
Everybody
gives
them gifts.
You
can recognize that people give gifts to the
hellman, the butchers. That's a serious problem. That's a serious problem. You should give it after. You should give it after the holidays are on. That's a serious matter. You're not permitted to give a nothing a gift on his holiday because as a lemaidi, if he's really a former guy, he'll go and thank his Abba Rizal, worship Abba Rizal. More. The question is, the Gemara says that the Goyim Chutzlots are not really every Abba Dezare, it's only meaning to understand your day. They don't really understand what the religion is all about, they don't believe them so much, they're not really so firm, so it doesn't really matter. So Tosfos says that all these dinim, a lot of these dinim in Masechus Abba Dezare don't apply so seriously. But still, you should try to avoid it as much as possible. You give them a gift, and if I call myself paid for delivering your mail at 8 o'clock at night instead of 10 o'clock at noon, and if I call myself paid, you should give me a gift. But you should give it after the holiday season is over. Don't give it to Shasma. The beginning of Parshas Vayechi, Yaakov Avinu asks Yosef that he should see through it. Even though he wants the Tachas Yerechi, he wants him to swear when he keeps our status. That's how the Rishonim say. He wants him to hold on to the Bris Mila. Like Avraham Avinu wanted Eliezer also to hold on to the Bris Mila, because the Gemara tells us in Shavuot that a Shavuot when he keeps our status is considered a more serious shvur than one without the Nikita status. The Mishnah in Shavuot only requires a shvur than Nikita status by Shavuot HaDayan, by Meri Mitzvah, by Shavuot HaShonim, or something like that. But still, you see from that institution, you see from that Allah, that a shvur than Nikita status is considered a more serious shvur. So that's why Yaakov wanted Yosef to swear to him in Nikita status. And the passage continues that he promised him, and he asked him to do it, HaDayan, Yishavali, Yishavala, he swore to him. So the Rishonim point out that he didn't hold on to the Nikita status because it was his father. And he felt, that's what it's quoted in the Hadar's Kingdom, in the Bali Yafesh, he felt that it was a violation of Lohi Gala Knafovi. Lohi Gala Knafovi. Lohi Gala Knafovi is a different thing. The Gemara says that it has to do with Bra Lavi, a Bra Lesha service. Lohi Gala Knafovi is a militia. What does he hold? They don't meet the ocean of Shuka that is to be taken literally. Lohi Gala Knafovi. I didn't think it was right. Well, you got like not only that, that's what the passage means. I remember when my father-in-law was dying in the hospital right before he died, so they called in another doctor to see what he was doing. So this other doctor started to expose different parts of his body. So then when he was coming to one part of the body, so he looked at me. So he said, are you a son or a son-in-law? So I said, I'm a son-in-law. He said, you can stay. The others have to leave. Because, he says, also quoted this person. Elvis Abuha Losi Dara. Elvis Abuha Losi Dara. But the son is not allowed to be there when the father is undressed. Ah, keep it out, maybe your child shouldn't be there. But if the child is there, I'd keep it out. Then he said that the child should be there. I didn't think that there was such a thing. So I don't know. So this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch.
So
in such a thing, the father is not there? The Gemara has such a thing, yeah. The Gemara has it. It's not Baruch Eretz, right? Not Baruch Eretz. But if the father requests, the Gemara says if the father needs the son to help him, or the Talmud shouldn't go to mikveh together with the Rebbe unless the Rebbe needs him to help him out. If he needs him, or he requests to have him to keep us safe, so there should be a nisi over here. I don't know. Strange. So he requested of Yosef that he should swear to him, so he swore. And it's called the chesed b'emes. Rashi quotes from the Medrash, why is it called chesed b'emes? Because chesed that you do with the chayim is not a chesed shalemes, because you expect that it's going to be repaid. Any chesed that I do for one person, to other people, is repaid for me. Mashenika, and the chesed that you do with the mason is considered a chesed shalamah, that it can never be repaid. So Rashi once pointed out the Abar Benel on the Pasuk in Chumash. It says you should give specific to the Blal HaDavar Zeh Yizrachecha Hashem Elokecha. And the Gemara in the end of Masechah Shabbat, the Darshan's from the Pasuk, to the Blal HaDavar Zeh
that Anias is a Darbal Afeza Be'elam. What does it mean, Darshan, that means sometimes I'll be poor, sometimes you'll be poor, sometimes he'll be poor. So what does it mean in the passage? You should give stuff to the Glala Be'elam, the Rachel Hashem, and the Prophet Kilei Yachta, Evni and the Kerev Horus. What does that mean, Kilei Yachta? So Rabbi Menal says that the Pshat is like this, that the Torah is Mechayev us to give stuff to other people because even though today we are wealthy and they are poor, Anias is a Darbal Afeza Be'elam, because Lo Yachta Lazi and the Kerev. You'll never be able to solve the problem of poverty. Okay, that's the sociologist Taina. But the mitzvah is better, it doesn't make sense. What do you fardin? What do you accomplish? What do you gain by giving charity? You will never be able to solve the problem of poverty. There's always going to be someone who's going to be poor. So may as well leave the poor people poor. Why should you give them stuff? Someone is going to be poor anyway. So how does the Torah say, you should give stuff, you kill all your stuff out in the Godhead, because there's always going to be someone who's going to be poor, so therefore give charity. Otherwise, he understands that's the reason why it doesn't make any sense to give charity. So the Abad and Al says, no, the Pshat and the passage is like this. You'll know your stuff out in the Godhead. And you may be the poor one tomorrow. You would want him to give you tzedakah. You should give him tzedakah today in exchange for which he should give you tzedakah tomorrow. That's chesed. Shaisim Machayim is not chesed shalom. It's not just pure chesed. It's the chiyuv chesed that you have. You have a chiyuv to give milas chesed with other people because they are obligated to return the chesed back to you. I'm a chiyuv to give you a matanah and you get married. In exchange for which you have to give me back the matana when I get married. The Gemara says in Baba Basra that Shishdinis is Midrash Vedezin, that if I went to your wedding and I gave you X amount of money, and then I invite you to my wedding, you are obligated to dance in my wedding. You have to spend the same amount of money on a gift as I spent on you. And if you don't pay it, the Gemara says that's Midrash Vedezin. The question is, what about the rate of inflation? Okay, so still give me Gemara. What kind of a din is that? But you say that din is that you mechuyif to do for others in exchange which they mechuyif to do for you. That's what it seems from the Rama. That's why when I tell you there's no chiyuv to give tzedakah to nochrim. The Gemara says, "Mefanis manu yachim and manu yisrael is only thing that you show them." But mitzvah adin, the mitzvah is tzedakah, there's no chiyuv. Why? Because we're not mechuyif to give back to us. We're only mechuyif to give to others, we're only mechuyif to give back to us in exchange. But then there's another din, a chesed v'yemes, there's an obligation to do chesed as a midah toivah. Even to do chesed to behemoth, even to do chesed to nochem. So that's what the Gemara says. Nefanis maniyei akum, well the Rambam explains like this. Aniyachim means even though they're of the Avodah Zarah. The Rambam says that the three nefanis maniyei nochem who are not of the Avodah Zarah, nice Muslim PLO, Arafat, you know, nice non of the Avodah Zarah. So that's really a din of tzedakah, a little bit minatoria. The same as a behemoth, rachma v'kol ma'aseh. The Rambam says, you have to be kind to the dumb animals, you have to be kind to the nochem also. That's a midah toivah chesed, that's chesed v'emes. The fanus mani, a rachem means even though the rabbi of the rizor, so they're lower than the behemoth, so they really shouldn't even be an Indian as a fanus mani, we really shouldn't even be an Indian as a rachem of alcohol maithus. And the Rambam says, that's the patron of the fanus mani, a rachem, even though the rabbi of the rizor should also be. But the three different madregas, you shouldn't forget, the Rambam has three madregas, not two. The real obligation of this document at first to Israel. And to Nachum is not a chiyuv tzedakah. It's the same as Rachma v'kol ma'aseh, the same as the behemoth. That there's a mitzvah of chesed, there's a midah toivah. Not I'm chiyuv to do for you in exchange which I'm chiyuv to do for me, a din of tzchiras Torah. That the Torah says everybody has to do for everybody else. If they would want the other guy to do back to them, then there'll be a need. You have to be Menachem over to them because you want them to be Menachem over to you. You have to dance at their wedding because you want them to dance at your wedding, and so on and so forth. Everybody should participate with everybody else. So it's the first din. The second din is a midah toivah, Rachma v'kol ma'aseh. And the third din is the Rabbanim. The famous man Rachim is the Rabbanim. Now she quotes in the Medrash the three different reasons why Rachim Ravina didn't want to be buried in Mitzrayim. The Baron is according to the one reason that he didn't want Shalai Asini Avodah Zarah, and according to the other reason that he's going to be Nachas Kinim, the bugs are going to be crawling all over the place, so I'm not going to bury him in Mitzrayim, so not if he wouldn't be buried in Mitzrayim, so they can bury him in the Midbar, so he'd have to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. So the third reason that Rashi gives, that's the reason why he not only didn't want to be buried in Mitzrayim, he wanted to be buried back in Eretz Yisrael. Shechavti in Avos and Esasani Mitzrayim Kvartani B'Kvirasam. He wanted to bury me in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because at the time of Kvirasa Mason, the Gemara says in the end of Ksubus that the Mason who are buried in Chutz Laaretz, they have to roll, they have to be given the Mechilas, they roll in underground tunnels, underground till they get to Eretz Yisrael. And Kvirasa Mason are repaired in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara in the end of Ksubus quotes Pesukim from Navi to demonstrate that point. And he didn't want to suffer the guilt of Mechiyus. So that's what several Svarim quote in the name of Maramash. He was a Talmud of the Chassam Sefer. But he said that that's the title in the Pasuk. The first young man says, I'm the sister of the Mitzvah, don't bury him in the trunk. But he had two reasons for that. Shalom HaTzim HaRei Rezorah, and he didn't want the kingdom to be crawling in and crawling out. Then he says, V'shachapti Ma'avosai, And some I heard him write a lashon, some I heard him write. But why did the Tanakh always use the lashon for shachafti on my vayisa? Vayishka David on my vayisa. Vayishka means you go to sleep. When a person dies, he's dead. So the answer is not. He's only going to sleep. He's going to wake up in the future. The reason why the Torah uses the lashon shachafti is to indicate that he's going to be kriyas hamesis. So that's why Yankim says, number one, don't bury him in Mitzrayim. Number two, for shachafti on my vayisa, I'm only going to sleep temporarily and I'm going to wake up later. And I don't want to suffer guilt and mechilas in order to have the kriyas hamesis. So therefore, when it's a sign of Mitzrayim, it's called time to be kriyas hamesis. The Maharaj said, that's the hemshach of the psukim here. First he said, don't bury him, Mitzrayim. That's number one. Number two, since he's going to be kriyas hamesis, I don't want to suffer guilt and mechilas, and make sure not only that you don't bury me in Mitzrayim, don't bury me in the Midbar either. Bury me back in Eretz Yisrael. So he said, Anochi Esechi Dvarecho. The Medrash has a comment on Anochi Esechi Dvarecho. Doesn't mean I will listen to your request. That's what it says in the next part, Yishavalu Vayishavalu. Anochi Esechi Dvarecho means, he says, yeah, that's a good idea. I'll do the same thing when I'm about to die. I'll ask my children also to take me to Eretz Yisrael. Anochi Esechi Dvarecho. I too will do the same as you. That's what the Gemara has a comment. You know, in the beginning of Tainus tells a story that a group of Amoraim was sitting and eating, and they asked one of them to say by Torah in the middle of the Seder. So he says, not allowed to talk in the middle of eating. Ain't the Seder in the Torah has Seder. Shlomi Yatim Tani Reisha, the Gemara said. So then after they finished eating, so then he said over a whole Shtik of Torah. That's when Tashi's like, please. So then he said over a whole Shtik of Torah that it says at the end of all the brachas, and he gave the bracha to all of his children, so it says, by Chai Yaakov, it's our verse is Barak, by Yosef Ragla Bala Mita by Yigva by Yosef Ala Amav, and it doesn't say that he died. It doesn't say that he died. How come it doesn't say that he died? And some say that he didn't die, he was only brain dead. He only died later. That's how the Rebbe of Yenison says like that. By Yechan to Harek, and they did everything to him, but he was still alive. Even though he looked like he was dead, and all the doctors swore that he was dead, but he wasn't really dead until later. Because when Yosef goes to the Shamrasim of Paro, and he asked them permission to go to Eretz Yisrael to bury his father, it says, by Baba Yosef al Beis Paralema, Baba not the Eretz Paralema, Odu Hishbiyana Lema, Hina Anoshi Meis Bikivu Asher Kavisi Mi Bi Eretz Kinam. I'm going to die in my grave. He's going to die in his grave? What kind of a lesson is that? Hina Anoshi Meis Bikivu Asher Kavisi Mi? I'm going to die. When I die, he's burying me in my grave. Then he says, Shama Tigbarema. That is the Hinan Echi Meis. They have different lashon. It sounds like I'm going to die in his grave. So the Rabbi Yenis and Abishis has a whole lashon that it means I'm not going to die until they bury me in my grave. I'm not going to be dead. I'm going to be brain dead. It's going to look like I'm dead. The Harvard Gaelin will pass me when I'm dead, but I won't really be dead until they're going to bury me in my grave. So that could be, according to that touch. That's the whole touch. That's what it is. By Yidra, by Yosef Alamov. He looked like he was dead and he wasn't dead till later. But the Gemara has more than that. The Gemara in Tainus, that hand today says, Yankov Avila Laimei. That was the drasha that he said, the Shtik of Torah. He says, doesn't say that he died. Torah says he didn't die. So the others started to scream, what are you talking about? What did they say has to be? How did they bury a living person? How did they embalm him? They observed Avelis and everything. So he says, I don't know, you have good Akashas. Mikrami Derech, the Apostle in Yemi. The Apostle says, etc. So Rav Nachman says, I darshan the Apostle, that since it says, Apir Abdi Yaakov, Rezarachom, Meyere Shivyam, it speaks about Yankov Avina and his children together, Mazar Abachayim, Atub Bachayim. That's a hekesh. So he never answered the pshat in the pasuk. So he never answered the kasha of the chidich. The chidich rompu charantai, the sof tisvadaya. How did they bury him? How did they embalm him? How did they observe Avedis? If he's still alive, what are you talking about? So the God says that the taicha is like this, that there's a gemara in Baruch Asur, but the gemara tells the pasuk, Vayishma ha'adad melech mitzrayim. How does it go? Kishof ha'david im ha'vesev. V'chimeis yoav. It says that he heard that Shachar David, that David died and that Yoav died. But it doesn't say that they both died. It says, Shachar David and Avesa b'chimeis Yoav. So we know time is since Neman ena shchiva b'David and Isa b'Yoav. Ela mishim b'David ha'yil abonim kimosa nema b'shchiva. And Yoav lo ha'yil abonim kimosa nema b'nisa. That Nisa applies to a person, he's dead and his traditions are not transmitted to his children. And Shachar Mabaisa is a lesson like you're going to sleep. You're going to sleep, so you're still alive. So even if the father dies with his traditions that are carried on by his descendants, then he is a lesson of Shiva. So that's what the Velt several Achronim will give this interpretation in the Gemara. That this fellow was requested to say Shtikot Torah in the middle of the meal. So he said, no, I better not say the Shtikot Torah because Shani Yachim Kanagvashim. So they asked him, this is why you say that there are Torah and we won't talk. So he says, no, if someone talks, the other people are going to react. They're going to talk back. And I'm going to show you later. So after the meal, he said, such a startling Shtikot Torah. Yachim, you know, Lime Mason, we all started to jump out. So he says, you see, everybody started to react. So if I would have said the Shtikot Torah, anything you say in the middle of the meal will fall out, will elicit a response from the others who are reading, and then they choke Khalila. So that's why you never allowed to talk in the middle of eating, even if it's a calm, even if it's nice weather outside, so somebody may get excited. Well, it's winter time, you should start snowing already, you should be hotter, you should be colder. You can never tell what the other people will respond, so you should never talk at all in the middle of eating. So that's number one, they say. And then, what did he said, Yankov is in a low night. So the Mepharshim explained, Lashon Torah L'chud, V'Lashon Chachamim L'chud. Moses says that biblical Hebrew is one style, and rabbinical Hebrew is a different style, and modern Hebrew is legamei a different style. That's what the previous Satna Rebbe had a whole essay about Lashon HaKodesh, that the language that the Zionists speak, everything that the Zionists do, of course, is no good. So the fact that they speak Hebrew is also, of course, no good. As for HaMitzvah, the Rambam says, so the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnah that the Zabba of the Lashon HaKodesh is a mitzvah, so the Satna Rebbe said, yeah, that's the Lashon HaKodesh, but the Yivrit, the modern Hebrew, is not the Lashon HaKodesh. It's so distorted and so corrupted, there's no resemblance, living or dead, to the original Lashon HaKodesh. So the Gemara is not so misled about that. That's every language is like that. Lashon Torah Lachod, Lashon Chachamim Lachod, and still called Lashon HaKodesh. The language that Hebrew, that the Tanaim spoke, was not the same language that that the Chumash spoke, and even Lashon Torah Lachod, Lashon Levin Lachod. This is points out in Kiddushin, the end of the first verse. Lashon Torah Lachod, Lashon Levin Lachod, Lashon Chachamim Lachod. And it's still all called the Lashon HaKodesh, Lashon Yehudis. The Dabi Yehudis, it says, and Gelet Yiddish. Yiddish means Lashon HaKodesh. The Dabi Yehudis, the passage says. No, when they came back to Israel, the Dabi Mashdodis, the Dabi Yehudis. Yehudis means Gelet Lashon HaKodesh, the Ere the Lashon. So this Amber said, Yankov is in a low mace. So they said, what do you mean Yankov is in a low mace? They thought that he meant mace in Lashon HaChachamim. Low mace means that he's still alive. So he says, no, Mikra Ani Doresh. Mikra Ani Doresh means I'm speaking in biblical Hebrew. And in biblical Hebrew, the Lashon Nisa doesn't apply when it's a Hiniach Bein who's Tinoisa, like by David. That Gemara and Baba Basra says that by David, Namu by Shchivim, by Yod, Namu by Nisa, because Yod is Lashon Hiniach Bein Kinoisa, and David Hiniach Bein Kinoisa. So that's why he says, Mikra Ani Dorish, it says, Hinu Ne Mashiach HaMerechot, Ezarach HaMerech Shivim, Makrish Zara Lo. What do you mean Makrish Zara Lo? A Hekish means that there's a Hashvot, it means that there's a Hishtavos, there's a comparison. What do you mean a comparison? That just like Yankov Avinu was whom? He was a Shomer Torah and Mitzvahs, Orthodox, so to his children are observant, they're Orthodox, members of the Agudah, they're still members of Agudah. So he says, since Makri Zara Lo, so therefore Mahu Bachayim Mab Zara Bachayim Mahu Bachayim. He can't say by Yankov Avinu, Alash and Nisa, that's all he meant. It doesn't mean that Yankov Avinu didn't die. Of course he died. So the main was Arab Tukashis, the Chidichli, Chantul Chanantai, the Sophis, the Daya, and they buried him and so on, Kovu Kavaraya, how did he do all this? And of course he died. But he says, Lay Mace, in biblical Hebrew, you don't say by Yomos on such a person because we have Ben Kinoisa. So that's what the Medrash comments when Yankov Avinu told his son, when I die, make sure you bury me in Eretz Yisrael. So he said, good idea. I'll do the same thing. When I'll be holding by dying, I also request that my children, they should bury me. And that's what the Medrash says, that all of their brothers, all the bones were taken back to, they took the bones of all the brothers back to Eretz Yisrael to be buried. They all carried on the tradition of the father.
Why does the
Torah say Yavon HaSorah? Don't know. Good question. I don't know. So it tells us that Ben Yankov Avinu was holding by dying, and they gave a message to Yosef that he should come see the father. Vayage liyata vayam hini bincha Yosef bo ilaha. That is chazek Yisrael by Yosef al hamita.
Don't know.
Good question. the book of the Mephoshim, what they say. So the Pasuk says, Vayishchazek Yisrael Vayeshev Al Amito. So the Mephoshim have different comments on this, Vayishchazek Yisrael. Rashi says, Afa Pishu Udini, Malachu, support the Prime Minister of Egypt, Chalak La Kovid, the Council of Chalakim Kovid La Malchus. So Moshe Chalak Kovid La Malchus, then I will go by Shana says Nesna. You have to be Mechab of the Mech. That's how he said by Yeshe Gala Mita. Yashich writes on this Pasuk, and how he said by Yeshe Gala Mita, that the Gemara says in Nidorim, also Yubika Cholim, in Asefes Nidorim. The Gemara says that the Cholim, certain Cholim have the ability to take away part of the sickness to heal. That's the whole mitzvah Bika Cholim is to, the doctor and the nurses are really the ones who observe the mitzvah Bika Cholim. Bika Cholim doesn't stand in to visit the sick people. Bika Cholim is not a Gemara. The real mitzvah deraisa means to heal, to cure the person. So the Gemara says in the Gemara, Akiva visited one of his tamidim in the dormitory who was sick, so he washed the floors and he washed his pajamas and he gave him medication, he gave him some medicine and he got better. So the Gemara says that's the mitzvah Bika Cholim. Today that they have a person who's sick, so they give him medication and the nurses wash the floors and they take care of him. So the only thing you can do is cheer him up and be mispiled for him. The Gemara says, well, you have to be mispiled. It says in the old day, because the Shekhanah quotes the Ramban, that if a person visits the Chodim, doesn't daven, he's not Yetzei Bika Chodim, because he didn't do the maximum that he could have possibly done to heal him. What could he have done? He could have daven for the one who's in charge. Could have daven for the Ben Shalom. That he should heal him. So if you don't daven for the Chodim, you should not be a fool. So it says in Shekhanah, and then the Ramban, that you're not Yetzei. So the Pasuk said, the Asher says, Vayishchazek Yisrael, Vayeshev Al Amito, he got better. When Yosef came to visit him and he did Bika Cholim, he got a little bit better, he took away some of his sickness. That's why it says, by his chazit Yisrael, Yosef al Amita, he felt a little better already, he felt strong. So in the Medrash Priyas form, several from the world, everybody likes to say in Kavana, that there's a famous Agarot in Brachas in the first Torah, the way the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was angry at Chizkiyahu HaMelech, why he didn't marry, and he didn't fulfill a mitzvah period to Chizkiyahu HaMelech. So he wanted Yishai HaNavi to go give Tachofa to Chizkiyahu, that he should marry. And Yishai HaNavi thought that it's not with this way that he's not going to go. Very strange. So the Banishman said he's going to force Yishai HaNavi to go give mitzvah, so he made Chizkiyahu get sick. And Yishai HaNavi had to go to the Miratachol, and then he told him, you're going to die because you didn't fulfill the period. So he's not giving the whole story. He said, but I know Baruch HaKodesh that if I have children that be Rishayim, I won't fulfill the mitzvah. So he said, it's none of your business what's going to be. You, what you're obligated to do, you have to do. You have to get married and have children. So then he listened. So the Zalko is Takashi that if Yishayu was the one who was abstinent, why did the Banishman make him sick? And Chizkiyahu should visit him. Why did he make, what's his left? Why did Chizkiyahu get sick? Because Chizkiyahu was the one who was doing the Avera. Okay. Chizkiyahu was the one who was doing the Avera. So that's why he made him sick. So the Medrash Priya from the Babel discussion. Why did the Baruch Hashem make Chizkiyahu sick and have Yishai go visit him? He should have made Yishai sick and have Chizkiyahu visit him. They don't know if each other, so he didn't know. So the Baruch says, no, because there were two pshatim on the Pasuk, Vayishchazek Yisrael Vayeshev Al Amito. One pshat is he got a little stronger. The Asher Taishis tried to get a little stronger because when you're Mevat Techola, you heal the sick man a little bit. And you come from this Pasuk, you see that you're obligated to be Mevat Techola. You come from Mevat Mesachol. The other child is not, Mikan, you have to be Mechabed the Melech. So if Chizkiyahu gets sick, Mimanachach Yishai has to go visit him. Either because he's the Melech, either that Taich, or the other Taich, because you have to move out the Melech. But if Yishai is going to get sick, Chizkiyahu can say, I hold like the other child, I hold like Rashi. But you have to be Mechabed the Melech. So there's no Mocha that you have to be Mevat HaChol. So that's what the Rebbeinu Shalom had no other way to force them to get together, so you had to make Chizkiyahu sick. So then Yishai had to go visit him because there's only two Pshat in here. And there's no way out. There's no way to get out. I wish they'd the Medrash Priyas now. On this topic. Then Yankel Avinu gives the whole story to Yosef. He wants him to bury him in Maris HaMachpelah, even though he didn't bury Rachel. He buried Rachel in Kedah. Rachel still, the whole story. So he says, Mesa Alai Rachel the Eretz Kanan. What's the lesson? Mesa Alai Rachel? So the Gemara says, Mikan, the Gemara Sanhedrin, the second man. Mikan Shein Isa Mesa, Ein Isha Mesa, Ere Lebailo. When she died for everybody, but the husband is the one who's more heartbroken when his wife dies. And then Ein Baal Mesa, Ere Lishka. And it has been a lot of time. So the one who takes it most hard is the spouse. Some Rishonim Ram shot differently. Mesa Allah Rachel, she died on my lap. Like we always have in the movies. Someone's about to die. You say, oh, no, no, no. Don't die, you know, holding on to another person dies on their lap. Mesa Allah Rachel, she died on my lap. I don't know, if some Rebbe, that sounds good for the movie, but I'll be doing, you're permitted to do that when a person is a geisa, so it says in the Shehanach that you're not allowed to touch him, because whatever you, any slight thing that you may do may hasten his death. You must be familiar with the fact that there's a controversy regarding brain death. So some rabbis say when a person is brain dead, some mitzvah to bury him right away. So how long is a mace if you leave him overnight? Another rabbi say that they would permit a Kohen to wipe his brow off. He's not dead, perfectly alive, they would recommend the Kohen should wipe his brow. The Kohen should wipe his brow off, it's very sure. How can, first of all, a Kohen is not permitted to walk into the Eil HaGeisim. The Din of Shechanach, Machlekes in the Gemara, Baiv and Rezo and Ezer, and the Shechanach is Machlekes in the Chabad HaRamor, but the Ramor, for Ashkenazim, the Ramor says that you have to be Machner, I've got opinion in the Gemara, that it's prohibited for a Kohen to enter into the Eil HaGeisim, so to tell him to wipe the brow off, a Kohen should wipe the brow off of a brain dead person, it's like Mamash HaGeisim, so either he's a Mace or a Geisim, but at least he's a Geisim. Secondly, even a non-Kohen should wipe off the brow of a Geisim. That's the question if you're permitted to do that. The Gemara says, hey, Meganberg, Geisim's not allowed to touch him. Many Peskin hold that you're permitted to allow the non-Jews to, let's say the nurse doesn't touch the geisus. The nurse is touching it. You have to tell the nurses, not the doctors, not to touch the geisus. So some say, because he's the power of the Nisa. So the Shulchan Aruch is the power of the Gemara, because one says the power of the Nisa. So some say that that only applies to Jews. That thing doesn't apply to them. Unless you're choking him. Unless you want to choke him to actually give you the power of the Nisa. But if you're treating him, and you don't really think that you're Mekar Benisa. The nurses and the doctors have a way to treat patients, and they don't think that they're Mekar Benisa. So,
even though
so that's the question, whether it's a real prohibition of Ritzicha, so it applies equally to Machan and Tisrael. That means it's a chumra of Hilchos Ritzicha that only applies to Israel. Far-fetched possibility, maybe Mekar Benisa. So that's what they quote in the biography of Rabbi Chana Vasselin, that his wife died from cancer. And at that time, he was killed by the knife in 1941, so his wife died a few years before him. And that time they had no cure, they still had no cure for cancer, so they only had the pain relievers. So he had, there was a film of Dr. Baranovich, and he used to give his wife injections every month to relieve her from the pain. And then, a few months before she died, Rabbi Chana thought that maybe she's a geisus. Obviously she wasn't, because we assume that a geisus can't live more than 3 days. Well, it's only 2 hours. The Gemara says if they tell someone that Pliny is a geisus, after 3 days his wife is permitted to remarry. And after 3 days he observes Avelis, because a geisus is going to die within 3 days. Today, geisus doesn't die within 3 days because they have respirators and they have all kinds of machines. It's a different thing. But if you have a geisus, traditional geisus, up until 50 years ago, a geisus would die within 3 days. Obviously his wife is not a geisus because she lived down for a few months, but he didn't know what a geisus was. Like today, we don't know. No one knows exactly how to define a geisus. Rav Moshe Eigner is safer. Dr. Ringelis, Rav Moshe, a list of 25 questions. The one was, what's the definition of a geisus? He writes, we don't know. And he has the same shayla, the same list of 25 shayla for Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and he was married to us. He said, also, we don't know how to define a geisus. That's fine. We don't know exactly. So Rabbi Chana thought that his wife may have the status of a geisus. He told his former doctor that he shouldn't give her the pain relievers anymore. He should tell his assistant, who was a nachri, that he should give the pain relievers. But what does that help if the assistant did? In other words, Rabbanim also say like that, that when the patient is a geisus, so and the members of the family are there, that's when the patient starts to, his arm is falling off of the bed, or he seems to be uncomfortable, and you want to prop up the pillow under his head, and you want to move the body a little bit. It says you're not allowed to. So the Rabbanim say, get the Goyish nurses to do it. So what does it help to get the Goyish nurses? I mean, what will happen on Los Yitzchak? How can you do that? So if they think this thing, that's a chumra, not us, the League of the Goyish, Shem, Yikar, Mitzvah, so they think that it's only a chumra that applies to Israel, and it's not not that it's real Los Yitzchak. So in this Tanachim, there's no risk. So maybe Mesa Lairach, and maybe Kodim Atom Tov, that thing didn't apply. Maybe it was like in the movies. Mesa Lairach. The touch. She was a leader, you mean? She was a leader. I guess it's not Barachiva. She's holding by dying. It's not Barachiva. I don't know. Well, the pasuk says that Yosef knew that the father was going to give the bracha by putting his hands on, so he and the children are going to face the father the opposite direction. So he put the prayer under the right hand, and the other one was under the left hand, and the father and Yaakov switched them. And Sikir Asyadov Ki Menashe Habcha. So the Rishonim asked, what kind of a lashon is that? Sikir Asyadov Ki Menashe Habcha. Genesim Astam. Sikir Asyadov Ki Menashe Habcha. Rapshtein Acha Pisha Menashe Habcha. That was very key. So the Ben Ezra says that that's what it means. The Gemara says, Ki Mishamish Bedal of Rishonim. It says you can have four meanings, you can have a fifth meaning. So Ki means sometimes because A is because of B, and sometimes A, Acha Pisha B. Notwithstanding the fact that. And he quotes other psukim where it says, in Kisisa, so the Rebbe Hashem should forgive the Olach HaTam of Bnei Yisrael, the Halachta Imanu, how does it say? Kiyam Kishayorifu, how does the Pesach say? Kiyam Kishayorifu, Salachta, I don't know how the Pesach begins. Kiyam Kishayorifu, he says, what do you mean? Because we are Bali Avera, that's why you should be with us. It means despite the fact that we are Bali Avera. A similar psukim like that. There are similar psukim. Similar psukim like that. Another Rishonim say, you know, I said about this, the Habai Zikani quotes the Tosis says not so. But if, there are other psukim also like that. I mentioned that also in Parshas Kisisa. It says, "Tzav l'chos adon ha'ol ki api adon ha'ol karati tchadis v'es Yisrael." So the Gemara in Gittin Dav Samach says, "Tzav l'chos adon ha'ol refers to Torah Shabbat. Al pi adon ha'ol is Torah Shabbat. Al pi." So how do you read the pasuk? And then the Gemara says, "Dvarim shebiksav yatav Hashem yamei apeh. Dvarim shebapeh yatav Hashem yamei biksav." So how do you read the pasuk? Tzav l'chos adon ha'ol right on the Torah Shabbat ki because al pi adon ha'ol karati tchadis v'es Yisrael. The Gemara says, "Al nuchos tchadis el al Torah Shabbat." And this is a brief in Israel, but this is brief not on Torah Shabbat. You must also read the Bible. The Tanakh. The Christ is brief in Bnei Yisrael. Our uniqueness is in the Torah Shabbat text. So how do you read the passage? Tzav l'chos adon ha'ol, ki api adon ha'ol. So also it seems that the Gemara understood the word ki, notwithstanding the fact, despite the fact that the Christ is brief is really going to be on the Torah Shabbat text. So what do we need the Torah Shabbat for? So let them go write the Torah Shabbat. So the Baruch Hashem said, no, you write, Tzav l'chos adon ha'ol, you write the Torah Shabbat, even though that's not the unique teacher of the Am Yisrael. Ki, not to say in the fact that you are drawn by other Torahs to be so, even though the Ikki Kriz and Grief is going to be on Torah Shabbat, but I still want you to write the Torah Shabbat. Don't leave it up to one of the Umasers. So you have other speaking like that. You have a Pesach that says, Hashem Hashem Arachim Asliach is Ki Merad Nibo. Also for the Rishonim say, and he's not withstanding the fact, that we have sinned. And the Uri comments on the Pesach, and Tulum, Tulum comments on the Pesach, and then Kibu Mitzvah Sefer HaYamonti. So the Uri says, even though I have a minyan, and I'm going to do the Mitzvah anyway, but still, Tulum comments on the Pesach, explain to me what the Mitzvahs are all about. Even though I'm going to do it anyway, but I'd enjoy knowing what the Kavanah Samitzvah is. But one of the Bali Atosis in the Hadaras Kenny gives a different shot. It says, Sikil Asyad, it doesn't say ki is Afakul. He says, ki is Nisim Asam, ki Menashe HaPchor. He says, if Ephraim would have been the Pchor, and Ephraim was the one who learned by Yaakov, he would have put both hands on Ephraim, he wouldn't put any hand on Yaakov. Why did the Chach put one hand on Ephraim, one hand on Menashe? Chach, ki Menashe HaPchor. He had Chach HaMailah that he was the Pchor. That if Ephraim would have had both milas, he would have been the Tchor, and he would have been the one learning also, he would have not put any hands at all on Menashe. That touch, Ki Menashe Atcha.
With Yaakov,
Yaakov,
and now
Ephraim would have
been, everyone's
playing favorites. Well, it's not favorites, each person is a reason. Over here, Ephraim is the one who learned
the
reason.
They demonstrated
it
so much, even to show the other one that you're not
certain. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We showed him comments on the Pesukim, we showed him Lab Nachonim. How does Yaakov refer to his father by his first name? Who are the king? I show his father, I go to the son of Abraham Yitzchok. How did he call his father by his name, Yitzchak? He called him Shmi Shamer Esa Abraham the Yitzchak. Why does he call him Yitzchak? The same say, well, he said Avraham. Like the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef ben Chalafa refers to his father as Abba Chalafa, or Father Chalafa. He says Abba Chalafa. So he also says Shem Avraham Abraham the Yitzchak. He says Shaisalcha Avraham Abraham the Yitzchak. He says my father Yitzchak. But then you have later in the parasha you have Psukim. When he just refers to his father as Yitzchak, and the children say Shema Yisrael, the Medrash says that the children said to the father Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. How do they call him Yisrael? That's the first name. There's too many kashas. I thought it's very shver. In this sefer especially, I have a lot of kashas that the children are calling the father by the first name. So I thought that the parasha the Torah has to be. We pointed out once there's an Achana Kodesh on parashas Rizos Abracha. And other mafreshim have a mechumish in different places, but when the mechumish quotes somebody who's speaking, it's not necessarily a verbatim quotation. They're just the mechumish is quoting over the gist of what he said, but it's not necessarily word for word. We learn our deal from the way it's written in the text. You know, this guy said it over that Russian. Paro said it over like that, and Balak said it, Elam said it, and Balak said it. We're learning deal from the way they said it. No, they didn't necessarily say it like that. The Rebbe Shlom dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu he should write it like this, which is the equivalent of what they said, and it's written in such a way that it should have meaning with the earth. I don't think we have to necessarily take this psukim literally the way they're written. This is the quotation, direct quotation of what Yitzchak said, and what Yankee said, and what Yesi said, and what this one said. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily this is roughly speaking what they said. It doesn't necessarily mean that he said exactly this question. He said, yes, Menashe is the prayer, he's going to be great, but Ephraim will even be greater than him.
He didn't have great grandchildren. So the pasuk says already towards the end of Vayechi that we have the bracha of Yaakov was already mekuyim in the lifetime of Yosef. That he already had great grandchildren and the other only had grandchildren. That's how the dasik says. That's how the posters in Hadassah Kenny says. What was the special matana that he gave Yosef? Vanina sata lecha shchem achad al achacha shal akach miyad v'amer v'chadi u'v'kashti. So the different shetim in the Medrash and in the Rishon, what this refers to. Shchem achad means chelek yatir, an extra chelek. An extra chelek. What chelek did he give him? So there's one opinion in the Medrash that it refers to the Bechora and the big day of the Rishon. That he's going to give the Bechorah to Yosef and the big the admonition. So the Mechorshim and the Medrash Eretz, that's two things. How does it say, Shchem Achad Al Achav? I'm giving you 1 mile over your brother. Shchem Achad Al Achav. These are two things. So the Mechorshim and the Medrash Eretz, they're not two things. They're the same thing. What's the Yichas of the Bechorah? That the Avodah used to be Bechorah. It's the Mishnah in the very end of his Lechem. Kodim Shehukam HaMishkan, Hoysa Avodah Bechorah. Mishukam HaMishkan, the Avodah was done by Kohanim and the Levim helped the Kohanim. And what were the big the admonition? So there's a Zohar that says that the big day of Rishon were the Shemayna big day Kangar. Because there's a passage in the Rishis when it says after they ate from the Yetz Hadas, so they realized that they were Arunim. Alas, Hashem Rikim the Adam Rishon passed and said, oh, Vayal Bishon, the end of Shlishi. So the Zohar says that there were 8 words in that passage. Vayas, Hashem Rikim the Adam Rishon passed and said, Vayal Bishon, hey, the Shemayna big day Kangar. That these are the Shemayna Brethren. And these big day Yosef B'nai HaMudos, Rashi says, Rashi quotes part of the Medrash. Big day Yosef B'nai HaMudos were the begodim that Esau desired to get from Nimrod. So So he stole it, he dumped off Nimrod and he took it to the water. Nimrod got him and said, the Medrash, not the Medrash says, all the Bereshit Rabbah. The Medrash says that he got it from another Marisha. And the Zohar says that those Gadim would have gotten that other Marisha and did the Avodah, that the big thing got him. So the Mephash Mahabad says that this is Ashkhan Achar Alahech, this is one Matana, I'm giving you the Bechayra. He's giving the Bechayra to Yosef. What do you mean the Bechayra to Yosef? The Avodah is supposed to be done by the Bechayra. I'm giving you the Bechayra with the big day Adam, with the big day Adam Arish, I mean the big day Kuna, to do the Avodah. That's the whole yichas of having the prayer. Asher lakachti miyad ho Amori. Who's the Amori? So the Medrash says the Amori is Esau. Why is he the Amori? The Medrash doesn't explain exactly. That's his name. Amori. Esau is an Amori. So the Sfarno interprets that Medrash to mean he's a big talker. The Yad HaAmori, but by the Jews, we always recommend him, I'm on the Yad HaSeihaben. And by this guy, he talks and he talks, and he doesn't do anything. He's an Amori. He speaks a lot. So Yankov says, I finagled to get the Torah with the big day, Esau ben Achamun. I got it from my brother, who's always hakan hachan, he's always talking. I got it from him, so I'm giving over the Torah to you, to my son Yosef. That is a bracha. The Yitzchak Lord tell us a special bracha to Bnei Yosef. Special bracha. The Gemara says whenever a person feels that an Ein Hara is being showered on him, he should say, "I'm not Mizrahi Yosef Tzafina. I'm a descendant from Yosef, and an Ein Hara is not showered on the fish in the sea because they're under the surface of the water. So therefore, Ein Hara is not showered on them." That's why they were given a bracha. The Yitzchak Lord tell us they should be like fish, like dogim. The Ma dogim Ein Ha'ayin showered them. And that's why he says that Alei, how does he say, by Yosef, Alei Yoyin, Olei Yoyin, that he was above Ein Hara, in the Brach of Yosef, no? Ben Paras Yosef, Ben Paras Alei Yoyin, so the Gemara says Olei Yoyin. That the Bnei Yosef are above Ein Hara. Ein Hara is not sure if I'm in the place, it says Yibgal away. So what is the Pshat Yibgal away? So what's the Pashat Shal Yir? There should be many. They should be fruitful like fish. They should multiply a lot. Where do we see in the Chumash that they had so many bigger, their tribe wasn't so much bigger than the others? So the quote in the name of the Vilna Gaon that the Brach was only because of Eretz. If they went to Eretz Yisrael, if they went to Eretz from the beginning of Sefer Yeshua, it says that the Bnei Yosef came to complain to Yeshua, we have so many children, and the Shevish HaKipshu, in the middle of the wars, in the Shevish HaChilku, they had so many babies, so we came, in the Chumash, you don't see that they had such a big trap. It was the same as all the other Shvat. But in the beginning of Sefer Yeshua, he came to complain to Yeshua that can't squeeze into their chalik. So he said, look, because go take over the forest and go take this area and that area. He said, go take up three areas. So that's what the Bnei Gaon says, that the bracha was only, be careful. After the end of Eretz Yisrael, then the bracha will be chal. It was a bracha lach alamit. It wasn't chal yet. The Hadais came and came from the places on that passage by Shalzav, Ayesha Bala Mito. It's not like the Medrash Pliyas one that they've only two Pshatim on the passage either the Rashi or the Yashav. The Hadais came and caused a different shot. By Shalzav, Ayesha Bala Mito, that we shouldn't think that he's an old sick man and he's seen all of that, he doesn't know what he's talking about. He's half dead, so he's up to Abraha, it's a Bicha Shchimira. So he sat up on the bed to show with a booming voice that he's still healthy. It's a Bicha Shchimira, it's not a Bicha Shchimira. He sat up and he strengthened himself. And now the parasha continues, he said he wants to give them all a bracha. Not just he wants to give Yosef a bracha and Yosef's children. Yosef's children were the only ones who got a bracha. All the other Shvatim, their children didn't get a special bracha in the grandpa. Only Yosef's children. So Abyanki Kamenetsky, in the first Sefer Da'at from Abyanki Kamenetsky, he says, it's typical of a European world who comes from America. So he says that children born in America have to have a special bracha. They're born in such a trait from the demon. All the other children from the Shvatim are born in the Heil of Yalan, the Eretz Yisrael. So the only ones who are born in a non-Jewish culture were Menashe and Ephraim. So they had to get a special bracha. The others didn't be jealous. The other grandchildren didn't be jealous because they understood these kids are Mamish Agoyim. We were grown up in Baratok, but they were never brought up in a Goyish area. So they really need a bracha. But now it says that he continues to give everybody a bracha. Hayasru v'yagir alachem esha shikru eschem v'achru esha yamin. So the Gemara in Sachem Daf Yud Vav comments
Achos Hayamin means Yitish Yankim Legalos HaSakeds. He wanted to tell them when the chase is going to be. Mistaka Hemen Eshchino. And then he didn't tell them when the chase is going to be. So he had a Chalish HaSalat. He thought that it must be because they're not ruling. It must be that Pasam HaShoshi write on that Gemara himself and Daphne involved, that the Gemara has earlier himself and Daphne and Tess. I think Shisha didn't remember the Am Haaretz. One of the things, any Galim Lo Yasaseh. So it's a Seder Shem Liyoy. He can only tell all the Seders. So Yirei Shemayim, so if a person is an Amoret, he doesn't deserve to be transmitted Seder. So the Seder of the Ketz Hayamim, the Seder of the Gula, you're not supposed to give it over to anybody. So he felt that Mistama Mistaka Hemen Eshchina, because his children have a Psul. Shema Yesh Psul Bezari. So he also said, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Atom Hashem Echod. Well, there's no Psul. So then he said, Baruch Hashem Kama Chusav Yom Avot. So what does he mean? So what did he say Shema Yisrael for? So I said, the Eon Yaakov by the Chok Yankov. His commentary on the Yankov, on the Gemara, Mishrach and Anavot. So he writes, because the Gemara has different opinions in the Tanoim, how do you define an Amor? So one opinion is, Mishani Kari Kriyashma Shachas Yam. One that doesn't say Kriyashma is an Amor. So he says, he thought that Mistalka Hamen Hashchina, because she should run them in Bar Moritz, one of them is in the Bar Moritz. So he also says, Shema Yisrael, Shema Tanim, Shema Chavi, do say Shema Yisrael, we're not Amor Moritz. So then the father realized, Yankov realized, that it's not because they're not Roi Lekach, but rather, Roi Lekim has to go. But that's one of the things that the Rosh Hashanah doesn't want to be in the Galen. The Medrash says that Daniel also was placed in the Sakeis. Ram Chatsun in the Stilin, it says in the Pasuk in the Daniel, that you're not supposed to be in the Galen of the Gates. And the Gemara says in the Rosh Hashanah in Sanhedrin, that you're not supposed to keep a Chirish Hashem Echashu and keep. You're not supposed to try to interpret the Pesukim in Daniel to figure out when the case is going to be. Because the Nevi'im all said that the Gula will take place Hayam and Mekalos Hashmach B'nei Sod Yitshuvu, the two Kitzim. The Gemara says there's Be'ita and there's Achishana. So B'nei Sod Yitshuvu, so then it's going to be Achishana. If they don't do Tshuvu, then it's going to be Be'ita. Then the Gula will come, our Tepa is going to come anyway. So the Baruch Hashem doesn't want us to know, let's say, if the case is really 1988, let's say it's December 25th, 1988, so why should anybody do Tshuvu? Big deal, another 2 days, Mashiach is going to come anyway. But if we don't know when the case is going to be, so then we're going to have to work on Achishenu, so then we're going to have to do tshuva. So that's what the Mefarshim are saying, you know, the Rebbe Shalom wants the Israel, he wants the world to shape up. So he doesn't want them to rely on the case. But anyway, the Rebbe Shalom is going to redeem the world before it's going to destroy itself. He shouldn't rely on that case. So that's what he wants, that it should be stupid. Greater Elohim has to go. Why did he say Baruch Shem from Mechusa the Yom Avot? They say Shema Yisrael, he said Baruch Shem. And then Igmar Pesachim says, when Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Shema Yisrael, he didn't write Baruch Shem in the Chumash. That's why we are faced with a problem. When we say Shema Yisrael, should we say Baruch Shem? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't write it. Should we not say it? Yankov Avinu said it. You're going to be compromising and say Baruch Hashem. What's the shot? How come Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it? There are different Mefarshim have different Mahalchim on it. The Maharsha has a comment that's related to this Mishnah Berurah Chiyuv that we just had. He says when the children say Shema Yisrael, they say Havaya Elokeinu, Havaya Echad. Yud Kei Vav Kei, they pronounce the Shem Tichsovo. And the Gemara in Yuma learns out from the Pasuk, Yishem Hashem Echo Havagod Elokeinu. Whenever you hear the Shem Am Feresh, you have to give a Shevach. And the Beis HaMikdash is when they used to say the Shem Am Feresh Tichsovo. So everybody would say, Baruch Shem Tvam Mechus Av Yom Avot. So that's why when they said Shema Yisrael to prove to the Father that they're not Ami Haaretz, they also say Shema Yisrael, they also believe in monotheism. They're not soft on Christianity or anything. So the father said, he heard Hashem Elokeinu, he heard Hashem on prayer. So he said, Baruch Hashem from the Chusav Yom Avot. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he wrote it down in the Chumash, he wrote down Yud Kei Vav Kei, but it's a pre-exil. Instead of Yud Kei Vav Kei, he pronounced Aleph Aleph Nun Yud. Zeh Shmi Li Yolim Zeh Zichu Li Dov Adol. Lech Shem Shani Nuch Tavani Nikra. Ani Nuch Tavani Yud Kei Vav Kei Nikra Ba Aleph Aleph Nun Yud. So what's the halacha when you read a pasuk? The Reish is Baruch Hashem, Asher Shemayim Yisrael, that's a big pasuk. Let's say a pasuk that has Yud Kei Vav Kei. Adab Hashem and Moshe Leima. When you read the pasuk of Adab Hashem and Moshe Leima, how do you pronounce it? Aleph Dabed Nun Yud. What kavona is supposed to have? So that's a machlokes, for those who took the chine, that's a machlokes, the Mechaber and the Vilna Gaon, in Simon Hay. The Mechaber says, whenever you say any bracha, whenever you recite any pasuk from Tanakh, you pronounce it Aleph Dabed, but Aleph Dalet is the pronunciation of Yud Kei Vav Kei, so he's supposed to be Mechavim for Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Vilna Gaon says that's not correct. It's a Kri Exil. It doesn't mean that this is the pronunciation of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Allah says we substitute the Shem Aleph Dalet instead of the Shem Yud Kei. So even though it says Mechum Mishma Yisrael, Havai Echad,
But since the kriya is all of dalit, so you have kavana for all of dalit. So you don't have kavana for good tevach. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't put in the chumash Baruch Shem, because when you're going to read it, you have to read it good tevach. So you don't have to give up shevach to the Shem unless it's the Shem hamferish. So then the Gemara says, well, what do? When we say kriya shma, what are we saying? We have a problem. We say Kriya Shema, we're reciting a parasha from the Torah, but we're also saying Kriya Shema like the children of Yankov Avinu. So when the Vilna Gaon says that the only one pasuk, nachon, in Sinai, the only one pasuk where when you pronounce Aleph Daleth Nun Yod, you are supposed to be mechavim for Yud Kei Vav Kei, is when you recite Shema Yisrael. Why? That's a different Kriya Chsiv. And the whole Tanakh, when it says Yud Kei Vav Kei and the Kriya is Aleph Daleth, it's a Kriya Velok Chsiv. You substitute a different Shem instead of Yud Kei Vav Kei. And Shema Yisrael, Havai Elokeinu, Havai Echad, is a Kriya Chsiv, that's the correct reading. No, that's not the pshat. The halacha is that when you recite Shema Yisrael, it's supposed to have Kavogos HaMalcha Shemayim, like the children of Yankov. So you're supposed to be Mechavein for Yud Kei Vav Kei. So when you pronounce Aleph Daled, the pronunciation is you're saying the Shem Aleph Daled. You're substituting the Shem Aleph Daled instead of the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. But you're supposed to be Mechavein on Malcha Shemayim, you're supposed to have a Kavona for Yud Kei Vav Kei, even though you're not saying that name. So that's what the Gemara says, well, what should we say? Should we say Baruch Shem? But we didn't say Yud Kei Vav Kei. And even when we said Aleph Daled, that's the pronunciation of Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's a Krivalok Si. We're saying a different Shem instead of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Should we not say Baruch Shem for some of us? But we have a mind Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim HaYishmai Yisrael, like the Vilna Gaon says. So since we have it in mind, so at least it's an Akavonah, so we should give a share for what we have in mind. So the Gemara says, okay, if you have it in mind, we'll say Baruch Shem. But Hashem is the compromise because you're not really saying the Shem Amforish. If you really said, somebody said, I said, you said, somebody, Kongol said the Shem Amforish, then you say out loud Baruch Shem. If you didn't say the Shem Amforish, you're just thinking it for the sake of Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim, so then you should sort of think Baruch Shem Kongol said Kongol. So you say Baruch Hashem, just like thinking. That is roughly what the Marsha says on that Gemara, approximately what the Marsha says. That only works if you hold like the Vilna Gaon, that type. If you hold like the Mechaber, then the Mashal's Pshat doesn't work. But you see that the Mashal was the forerunner of the Vilna Gaon, yeah. Well, even Derech Halima, yeah.
What's the Pshat
on different?
Is it
Baruch Shem
the
forerunner? Don't know. Like Malachim, I don't know. Like
Malachim.
It's a different
Sahara.
You're not sure what he's saying. The Medrash says that when he was about to say about the Achris Hayamim, he told them, Hayasru. This is Mamish Parshas Vayechi, the Parshas HaKoalition. Hayasru. Everybody has to get together. So if they won't be a Gula Asidra, unless they form a coalition government, they all have to unite together. And the Medrash quotes the Haftarah from last week. Tachloch Haitzachar Savalov Lihidol, the Kachachachar Savalov Yosu. How will I hold them be Yadecha? If they won't be Achris, then they won't have the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And the Medrash says, Achris Hayamim is a technical term that alludes to Binyan Beis HaMikdash, because it's a perfect that we hold Yachas HaRam Nochem Yir HaRashon. Several different Avim that phrase appears. That is quoted at this one pasuk in the Cheskel, I think, but it appears in several Avim, the same expression. Yachas HaRam Nochem Yir HaRashon. It comes to the Shimu B'nai Yankiv, and that is guessing. Now there's so many parties and that stuff, but if he comes to the Shimu before the Yachas HaRam, it's going to be a big hikofsu. Everyone's going to have to get together. Medrash has on the end of the set, Medrash has a comment by Yikra Yaakov Avonov that when Yitzchak gave a bracha to Yaakov, he pulled him back the second time. First he gave the bracha, then Esav showed up, and then he repeated the bracha. And the passage says at the end of Tobah,
Vayikra Yitzchak al Yaakov Yivarech Oso. He gave him a second bracha. He was mechazik the first bracha. The first bracha Yitzchak was ma'ara. That was betoyed. So he was mechazik Vayikra Yitzchak al Yaakov. So the Medrash says, since it says Vayikra, when Yitzchak gave the bracha to Yaakov, it says Vayikra. So when Yaakov is about to give the bracha, when Yitzchak concluded his bracha, in the beginning of Tolus, he used other lashonis. When he was about to conclude his bracha, he said Vayikra. So when Yankov begins his bracha, he says Vayikra. When Yankov finishes his bracha, he says V'zois HaShem Dela. How does the pasuk say? The very last pasuk. V'zos asher dibalehem avihem. Right. So the Medrash says, since Yaakov concluded his bracha with the term v'zoi, so when Moshe Rabbeinu began his bracha, he said v'zos habracha. And Moshe Rabbeinu concluded his bracha with the pasuk Asherach Yisrael Mechanoch Amnosh El Hashem. So when David HaMelech began his sefer, he started with Asher Hu Yishishol L'Halapatz Hashem. So the Medrash claims that it's like Chai Vadim Lomu Beloshon Rabbo. So that means that you have to have a Masora of a Nusach Hofer. You have to have a Masora not only on the ideas, you have to have a Masora on attitude, you have to have a Masora on the deen, you have to have a Masora even on the Signon, and on the Lashon. It doesn't mean that in every generation you have to say over exactly word for word, letter for letter what your Rebbe said. Chai Vadim Lomu Beloshon Rabbo means you have to say Chach a little bit, like this. Vasemis has a famous comment on the Maimon Chazal, is a Medrash that says, every person has an obligation to say Chai Vadim Lomu Masa Agir Masa Lamaisi Avosa. So if Hashem is going to see the Rebbe, so he asks the Kasha, how can you Magir Maisa Lamaisi Avosa? How can I do the same? Look, my forefather was a big tzaddikim. How can I expect to be as great as my forefather? So he says, no. Yagir means to touch. Not when will I attain that Madrega. Just means to touch. Masi Agir Mas Chotch, you should touch. Your father was such a great tzaddik, and you were such a bum. You so far, such a hechel between you and your father. Chotch, Masi Agir Mas and Masi Avosi, you should at least have an Agir B'mashul. So here also, Yitzchak had a Lashon Agan Tzibroch, and the last thing that he said was, Vayikra. So when Yankov begins, he starts with the last Lashon of Yitzchak, Vayikra. And then he has a whole Lashon. Then, but he doesn't say all the words for what everything the same as Yitzchak. He says, Kifi Amokim Kifi Azman, Beruach Yitzchak Ovi. And then when Moshe Rabbeinu is about to pick up, so he starts from the last lesson that Yankov said, Vizois, and he begins Vizois, and the group are going to Baruch Til Ashrei. And then David picks up from the end, and he goes, like, he doesn't say everything word for word, but he picks up some phrases. That, and the Gemara says in Halacha also like that, Chai Vadim Lomu Beloshon Rabbo, Mishnah in Adias. Hillel learned by Shmai Raphael, so he said over the lesson, Meloi Him Maim Shuvim Pasim Nisa Mikvah. Elo Shechai Vadim Lomu Beloshon Rabbo, what does it mean? So the Rishonim, some Rishonim say, that Shmai Rav Talmud Regalim, so they mispronounced the words. So instead of saying him, they said in. Hello, in. They couldn't pronounce the hey. So him also mispronounced the word because Chai Vadim Lomu Beloshon Rabbo. If the word is mispronounced, you have to mispronounce also. The Vilna Gaon, the quote from the Vilna Gaon, that he thought that that's ridiculous. The word is mispronounced. I know Rav Soloveitchik used to mispronounce a lot of words. He always, one word, he would always say subtraction. He couldn't say subtraction. Subtraction. Every single time. Dr. Belton used to certain ones who would mispronounce. Every single time he said the word, he would certain psukim. Every single word. Remember the wealth. Every time that passage actually says, Vaishana says Muslim, he would always say Vaishanaim as Muslim. I don't know what. Above him said, never said Vaishana says Muslim. Every single time. So you have to say over mispronounced word? Certainly not. But then he says, doesn't make sense. So he gives a different shan. He says that because my Rav Talmud couldn't pronounce Hebrew, so they used to say in. So if they're going to say, Ein Maim Shuv and Tosfim Sa Mikvah, Hin. Hin Maim Shuv and Tosfim Sa Mikvah. So they're going to say In. Ein Maim Shuv. It sounds like Maim Shuv is not Tosfim Sa Mikvah. So they had to say Malay Ein Maim Shuv. A bucket full, in full. So they had to say Malay Ein Maim Shuv doesn't mean. Because the word they mispronounced, the Talmud wouldn't understand what they were driving on unless they said the word Malay. But Hillel already pronounced people properly, so what did he have to say Malay? He could have said Hin Maim Shuv and Tosfim Sa Mikvah. He pronounced the The answer is no, Chai Vadim Lomu Beloshon Rabbo. Since the Rebbe said a full sentence, Malay Hin, so he said the same full sentence. Even though the Rebbe had a reason why he had to add on the word Malay, because he didn't pronounce the word Hin correctly, and you can't pronounce it.
Chai Bar Alam and Lashon Rab. But it does mean that everything the Talmud says should be word for word the same as the Rebbe. Certain terms have to be picked up from the Rebbe. Certain key phrases you have to say over from the Rebbe. Then you say everything over yourself. There has to be a hamshechius. You have to have a connection. Like Masi Aliyu, Masi Aliyu, Masi Aliyu. People think that they can look in the Tanakh and they can look in the Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara and they'll figure out what the Jewish religion is all about without any tradition, and they'll do things. You can't do things yesh me'ayin. The Jewish religion was not given in the 20th century. It was given a long time ago, Hasina, and the Rebbe Shem told us he wants it to be transmitted by Masera. The correct things, not the incorrect things. Whenever there's an incorrect thing, you don't carry it over to Masera. The incorrect things are weeded out from our religion. The correct things are carried over to Masera. So you have to have a Masera from your Rebbe, who had a Masera from his Rebbe, had a Masera from his Rebbe. And the Masera has to be how to do things. You don't just say if it's halachically correct, you can do it. You have to find out how do they do it in previous generations. How will they mazbir this thing? You're going to give your own hezbir for something, it may be wrong. It may not necessarily be correct. Sometimes it will be the same thing that your Rebbe said, just putting in a different word. But sometimes you put it in different words, it's a whole different thing. It means a whole different idea. You can't just take Maimon Chazal and say, you won't pshat, and that's hashkafas hatorah. The bracha of Yehuda, about Bias HaMashiach. They also showed me what in Chayt Mubei Ragel, Ad Kiyav HaShilo, Velo Yikha Asami. Ad Kiyav HaShilo. What's going on there? Who's this? So the Rashi puts in the Medrash, until they also showed me what in Chayt Mubei Ragel, the Melech will always be from Shevet Yehuda, Ad Kiyav HaShilo, up until and including, Ad Yad Bechlo, up until the time that Mashiach comes, Velo Yikha Asami, and all the nations of the world will rally around Mashiach. Shiloh was one of the names for Mashiach. Why the nations of the world going to rally around Mashiach? I thought he's going to be our king. So the Medrash Rabbah has a fantastic comment over here. Mashiach, what's he going to do? He's going to pass in Shilohs? No. He's not going to pass in any Shilohs. He's going to be the king? No. So the Baruch Hashem is going to be the king. So what's he going to be? He's going to be for the Goyim. Mashiach is going to be for the Goyim. He's going to wipe out the Amalek, and he's going to make peace in the world, and then he's going to... The Goyim are going to rally around the Mashiach. The Lord Yikasam, all the nations there are going to rally around Mashiach, and he's going to teach them the Shloshim Mitzvahs. But until then, they only have Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, and the Gemara, the Yom Yechulim talks about the Shloshim Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, and the Rishonim want to know what's going on, what kind of Shloshim Mitzvahs. So the Medrash Rabbah has in several Mekoros, one of them is on this passage, and then they always in the big Medrash Rabbah, with all the commentaries, they give you all the Malachims, all the cross references. So they say that Lassi Lava, the Mosa Mashiach, the Melech HaMashiach is going to teach them. Not going to teach us anything. We know Kolot HaRakula. We learn in Torah Center of the world. But we'll have the Bab Natsi, the Beli HaTorah, the Chach Mekahen, whatever. We're going to work out the Shabbat on our own. We don't know Mashiach. Mashiach is going to teach the Umos HaElam. He's going to clue them in on the Shloshim Mitzvahs. What kind of Shloshim Mitzvahs? Say, no, there's Shalach HaRish Dovah Mayato. So in the first time, the Medrash Rabbah said, that's by Yisrael, it says. Eilam Mitzvahs HaShem, Tziva HaShem, Es Moshe B'Har Sinai. Al Bnei Yisrael, that means that by Bnei Yisrael there were only Tarag Mitzvahs and no more. But by the Yom HaSa'ilam, they were given Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. And Lassi Lava, they're going to be given additional Mitzvahs. Not going to be a Yesh Me'ai, new Mitzvahs, they should stay on their head, what, Yesh Wednesday and Palm Thursday. And no, they're going to be given several of the Mitzvahs HaTorah. They're going to be given, in addition to the Sheva Mitzvahs HaTorah they have, they'll be given another 23 Mitzvahs from the Torah. Like the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the quote from the first man of Meshpah, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the first daf says, Lord, the Baruch Hashem is going to give him a mitzvah sukkah. So you see, it's going to be another mitzvah. That's a little funny, because it looks like from that Gemara, it looks like that's going to be a test to see if they're really interested. That Gemara doesn't really seem, but that's what the first man of Meshpah quote. But that's perhaps going to be one of the Shloshim mitzvahs. There's a Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Shabbos, where he talks about Amir Eliyakim. And he says, Amir Eliyakim is only awesome with the Rabbanim. That's why you have so many heterim, up in mitzvah, whatever. But Amir Leger Toshav, that's an Issa Derais. That's why many Rishonim say like that. Amir Leakim is a Ger Toshav, is an Issa Derais. That's what we said, that those liberal thinkers who think that all the Arabs have the status of Ger Toshav because Rabbi Cook said so, that's very nice of them. So you can never ask an Arab to do any malacha for you on Shabbos, an Issa Derais then. Lo Shemani Velo Reinu. The history of the Jews, for quite a long time, we've been doing Amir Latin to Arabs the same as we do Amir Latin to the Christians. We assume that it's only the Rabban you have all the heterim. You never heard that anybody's going to hold that Amir Latin is the Raisa
by an hour because he's a Goy Toshev. So unless you're going to say a Drei, no, Rabbi Cook only said that they have the status of Goy Toshev and he gets the selling out to sell for them. But then it's already a catch. But that's not the liberal position. That's a different word. But it says, and it's only to Zavid over there. It's a Hochad Begidem. But that's not the liberal view. That's not this opinion that they're trying to say, that you can have a great Toshev as long as then. The nation is known that they're the PLO, they're very trim, and they keep all the Shevin Yitzhak and Erech, and they don't kill and they don't steal and so on and so forth. They keep all the Shevin Yitzhak and Erech. They don't practice Mishkan Zohar. They don't practice Mishkan Zohar. Arafat and all the other PLO, none of them are married. They all practice Mishkan Zohar. They all violate the Shevin. They don't believe in God. Yeah. They're atheists. PLO, they're all atheists. These guys have the din. The PLO have the din. They have Zohar Shevin Yitzhak and Erech. Even if Afidah Naniach that Rabbi Cook is right on the Arabs, but not on the PLO. The PLO don't believe in God. They don't believe, they're atheists. They're secular, like they're secular Jews. So they're secular Muslims. They don't believe in any Israel that's been enough. So what do they have to not try it? That we should give away the Yehudah V'Shamon to the PLO because there's no Israel of Les Lechanim because they get Tosha. How do they get Tosha? They all practice Mishka Zohar, they all practice Gezel. They don't observe anything. So the Mishnah Berurah has there, what's the definition of a Ger Toshev? What's the meaning of that a Ger Toshev is a Nachri who is Mekabel of Shlo Labad Avodizor. Shlo Labad Avodizor, that's it. He quotes in the Rambam. The Rambam has a Braisa like that. He is Mekabel to observe the Sheva Mitzvah of Bnei Ner. Can you have such a thing as a Nachri who is Mekabel on himself to observe Sheva Mitzvah of Bnei Ner plus Tzitzit and plus Sukkah? So the Mishnah Berurah has a Chiddush Niflo. I don't know where he got it from. In the Bira Lofa in Hilchos Shabbos says, yeah. He says, if he's Mekabel all the mitzvahs are Torah, then he's a Ger Tzedek. That's the definition of a Ger. If he's Mekabel part, but not all, so then he's a Ger Toshev. He's a fatter Ger Toshev, a bigger Ger Toshev. A basic, the most elementary level of a Ger Toshev is if he's Mekabel Shevin Mitzvahs Bnei Ner. I would have thought that's it. Shevin Mitzvahs Bnei Ner, that's all. If he's Mekabel more, yes, it's nothing about me, it's not nothing. The Mekabel more is not Chal. He can't be Mekabel more. So he says, no. If you mekabel more, so you get Toshev on more. More is more. More is more. Up until Tayyad Mitzvah. If you mekabel all, bingo, then you win. Then you get set. And calls mind that it's anything less than that, so whatever you mekabel, you are obligated to observe. Whatever you mekabel, you're obligated to observe. Mitam hilchos ger Toshev. So that's what the Mefarshim on the Medrash Rabbah say. There's no problem here. Ein Rosh HaLachadish Dovah Meyatom. Melech HaMashiach is not going to come and tell him Ash Wednesday, Palm Thursday, whatever, a new mitzvah. Yesh Mayai. No, he's going to tell him, be mekabel, not only the Sheva mitzvahs been enough, be mekabel 30 mitzvahs. Be mekabel 30 mitzvahs. So it's Mima writes in one place, based on the Ramban, he knows the secret of what the 30 mitzvahs are. Because the Ramban writes in one place on Chumash that Nochem HaMuchiv and Dinim, so he says, Dinim includes all the Ovis Nizikim, all the Choftal of Ovis Nizikim. So he says simple, if you have seven mitzvahs in Noah, that's six mitzvahs plus dinim. And dinim is chav tal rav is nizikim. So that's 24 and 6 is 30. That's what he said. It's against the Gemara. Because the Gemara says the Feirish, we have the Gemara. The Gemara says the Feirish in Sanhedrin in Perek Abamises that the Noah have mitzvah and dinim, but they're not mitzvah and knas. Knas is not part of the dinim. So the Gemara says, Shem sham lochot ha-mishpah, v'sham nisot, that they were given dinim in Noah. So the Gemara says, Dinim they had from before, all the Bnei Noach had the Dinim of Dinim. So the Gemara says, my mitzvah chel, or the Dinim knasses. The Dinim knasses are not included in the Shev mitzvahs Bnei Noach. So you can't say that you take the words of the Ramban literally to Pshuto, that including the Dinim, well, the Choftal of Ovis Nizikin. Part of the Choftal of Ovis Nizikin, are Kefil, Dal Vehei, Ernest and Mephate, Mati Shemra. Mati Shemra doesn't have the Dinim of Ernest and Mephate, Mati Shemra. Doesn't have to. The Ramban doesn't mean exactly. He writes Chafta of Zidin, doesn't mean exactly what a Chafta of Zidin is. That's not a legal system. So that's the famous pshat in this custom. But he also showed it to Yehuda, Mechazin Ben Raglov, Ad Yad Bechlau, Ad Tiyov HaShid of Lo Yid Asam, up until and including the time that Mashiach will come, and Toshkin after Mashiach come, Hashem but David, he will be the Melech of Lo Yid Asam, and the nations of the world will rally around. He's going to be the Melech for the Goy. The Melech for the Jews is going to be the Rebbeinu Shlom. The Melech for the Goyim is going to be the Melech HaMashiach. Funny idea. So we hope so much for the Bias HaMashiach. Why? Not so much for him. That there should be peace in the world and that the Rebbeinu Shlom should be our king. Then the Rishonim have, I saw the Ezra has a little bit of this pshat in the Hadar. He came first in the Bavli HaShoyis with this pshat.
It says in the pasuk Surah Hagefa Nachriya. What is the word Surah Hagefa Nachriya? How do you translate the word Surah? Branches. Branches, twigs of a vine. So it means Lo Yosu Shevet Yehuda Mechoykin Ibn Raglov. It means Lo Yifrach. The Malchut Beis David will not begin. Nothing will not be removed. Rashi quotes from the Targum by Yadi Yavit Shulchan. It will not be removed. Lo Yosu Rashi Lahasir. Rashi means to remove. The Malchut will not be removed from them. So the Rishonim have another touch on the pasuk. Legamri Dikim. Lo Yosu means Lo Yilav Leiv. Lo Yaschil Lahafriach. Ad ki yavoy shila, until Mishkan Shila will be destroyed, like Vayavoy Hashemesh, and the sun set. So Vayavoy, Ad tova ala vasecha b'shalom tikova b'seg tova. When it's tova, he's going to die. Tova ala vasecha means you are going to die. So Ad ki yavoy shila, until Shila will sink, so Mishkan Shila will end, and then v'lo yikasam. So around the Malchus Beis David, the nations go around. I don't know. It's an original chant. So the Rishonim quote a pasuk in Navi somewhere, and the guy Yaman, I don't remember where they quote a pasuk that says that Mishkan Shila was destroyed, and then David must be in Tilim. I don't know. Mishkan Shila was destroyed, and then David was appointed as the Melech. But that's Michas Apsukim. So they say that that's what they think the Pshat is saying. But Yosef Shev Yehuda will not begin to grow until Shila will be destroyed. Ramban has a famous comment on that passage. He says he learns what Yosef Yehuda, like the Targum Unkelos says, that Yaakov Avinu gave a tzavuah to the children in his bracha that they shouldn't remove the malchus from Shevet Yehuda. So he says the Hashmonaim, Yehuda Amakbi and all the others who took the malchus were Kohanim. So clearly they were not from Shevet Yehuda. So they violated tzavuah Sazokim. They violated the tzavuah of their grandfather, of Yaakov Avinu, and that's why they were punished. Because they violated Tzavuah's Yom Kippur. He holds that it was improper for the Hashmonaim. He writes that they were the Kedoshe Elyon, they were very holy, pious individuals, the Hashmonaim, and this was the chet that they did. And another time, he has two times. This is one of the times against them, that they grabbed the Malchus. Now, so Rechik obviously used to point out that he had the impression that the Rambam didn't think like the Ramban. Because the Rambam, when he describes in Hilchos Chanukah what it's all about, so he says the story of the Hashmonaim and the Ganze Maisa. And then he says, and they were Kohanim, and they took the kingdom, and the kingdom lasted for over 200 years. So it sounds like he's saying all the good things that happened, the good, and they were Kohanim, and they took the kingdom. If that's a terrible thing, that you're not allowed to appoint kings from any shevet other than Yehuda, so you should have kept that secret? Or write about it somewhere else. Don't write about it when he's telling you why they established a holiday, but good to Zachna happened. So don't write that they were Kohanim, and they took the kingdom, and it lasted for so long. Beginning he has Hilchos Megillah and Chanukah together. The Hamidah Melech Min HaKohanim, the Pazim Malchus Lishol, Yetzirah Masayim Shonim, Ana Chol Ben HaShemim. The first Halach in Hilchos Chanukah. The Hamidah Melech Min HaKohanim sounds like he's happy about that. So if the Rambam thinks like the Ramban, that that's an Isser, he shouldn't have mentioned that in the good part of the story. Big machlekes in Europe. The meaning always was that when people would die, the Chavit Kaddish would carry the Aaron to the Beis HaKvot. And now they started a new thing. But the very people in Long Island, the very people in New Jersey. So what are they going to carry over the bridge? They're going to carry for 25 miles. In Europe also, if the cities got bigger, they always used to bury out right outside of the city. So they carry the Aaron for the Beis HaKvot, in fact. But then when they had big highways and big cities and stuff like that, so they couldn't carry anymore. So they started taking the Aaron on a horse and wagon, limousine, whatever, and come on. So some of them held that it's not covered on mates. The covered on mates is bakasuf yisol, just like you have to carry the Aaron on your shoulders, the Aaron of the buchas, you have to carry on your shoulders. And others held, no, well, when you get to the cemetery, when you go on the highway, what are you going to carry on your shoulder? So the...
Some of them are on a wagon.
that, I mean, that was the other problem.
There
was no
answer in the question saying
that.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember. I remember closing prison on the mountain. Did Mark talks about that? Why he didn't carry it?
Because
if he stole.
Well, he was punished because he thought it was going to fall.
He was punished because of that?
No, he was going to fall.
That's what Igmar said. But he thought he did wrong.
Igmar
said
he didn't. He thought it was going to fall and he jumped.
That was Parasuzah. That was Parasuzah. That's why Uzah died. But Igmar says that David was punished because he didn't have a Shabbos Yah, but know that you have to carry it that
fast.
Right? Yeah. So the Maritz Chayis wrote an essay that he doesn't see what's so bad if you carry a dead body on a wagon, Bagola. He says, what do we do over here? Yankel Avinu said he wants to be buried in Maris HaMachpeh. So he died in Egypt. What do you think? They carried him all the way on the ship. So obviously they took him out of that. So the Minpacher writes in his Chivas, Mincha Saluza, he says, what kind of an apocalypse is he? Everybody knows that the children of Yankel Avinu carry him. It says in the Medrash they carry him. He told them who should carry where, who should stand in which position. So what is the Maritz Chai saying against the Medrash? Medrash says they carried him. They carried him all the way. They walked all the way from Egypt to Chavir. No, the common practice is not so for them. When you go on the highways, then they don't let people walk on the highway. You're going to go on the highway 30 miles walking with an ox. Obviously, you go on a wagon. And then when you get to the Beis HaGoros, then it's not proper. Whenever you're able to, so then this one say, then it's not somehow it's not proper to drive all the way in and then to carry the oven just 3 yards. Maybe they should stop when they get off of the highway. They should stop and carry on from the gate of the cemetery all the way to the grave. That's the Munkach time is like that. He says, Belay's bread, they won't let you go on the highway. So you go on the highway till you get off of the highway, and then from the first possible spot, you should start carrying it. Now they even don't even carry it. Yeah, they just roll it on wheels. That's what he says is not right. That's what he thinks is not right. What is he saying in Haftarah? David HaMelech told his son Shlomo to take good care of Shimi ben Gera Haimini. Who can lani kol in imretzis b'yom lefti mahanon? Who yara l'kwasi hayavim? V'ashav ala b'ashem leino im amischa b'chorek. And make sure atin atin ki ish chocha matza. Right, he said also b'dam shoch. Make sure you bump him off. So at Tzvi Pesach Frank has a discussion on this after. What do you mean in Amischa Bacheret? So shoot him, poison him. He just said him Amischa Bacheret. So the Zayah asked that question. Amischa Bacheret, so kill him in another fashion. So the Zayah answers no. V'ashav alo Bacheret. And I swear to him by the shame Yitke Vavke that was engraved on my sword in Amischa. That's how you should read the passage. Not in Amischa Bacheret, that it will not kill you by sword. V'ashav alo Bashem. Bechores, by the shame Hashem, that was on my sword, imam Yisrael. That's what the Zohar answers on this passage. So Tzvi Pesach Frank says, why couldn't the Zohar have given a simple answer? Because the Rambam writes in Hilchos Melachim that the Melech has the right to kill somebody, but only Sayyid. It's based on his Gemara Sanhedrin. But from Abba, Mrs. Bezen, the Melech only has the right to kill, the Bedini HaMelech only has the right to kill with Sayyid. So say, his word's not going to kill him Bechores, so that's it. And he has no right to kill him in any other form. Unless he should say that halacha and the Rambam, the Melech only has a right to kill Bechor, that's what Hakim is supposed to do like that. But if he swore that he won't kill him Bechor, then he can, imi ati yachal amisa misak sivuboy, ati misa bechor nefesh ati yachal amisa. The Gemara has later. A guy's 5 stilas, so he's supposed to give him a stila. And let's say he's wearing a coat of armor, whatever, and you can't kill him. Yeah, the Gemara says he can't give him what he deserves, he give him any other form of misa.
So it's the
low. Okay, so let's say he has on his neck, he has something there and it's impossible to cut. So you give him worse. Give him something worse than some. So he says apparently that's what was bothering the Zohar over here, because otherwise talk to the other parents is question. Now misa b'chor, and that means he can't kill him enough, because the Malach only has a right to kill him. I really want to have a little Sanhedrin. Let's just finish. We can do that. Let's just finish what we started yesterday. And that Lamed, we were doing Lamed Amar Aleph. Huh? Achlogs am Nasi Nachachamim, whether a Dusim is Kayam is Jezni, it cannot make her to the Dibra of each other. So the Gemara says, Maka Mufligi, Paisai Mishvare, Maasa Vedachi Ki Asa Vashvu Asa. Maasa Va... No. Oto Ki Adori, Ki Asa Bari Adori Bechad Fumu Ka Mesad, and it's Afinu Lachana Vim Tzafinu. So yesterday we said one Mahala. You can see another Mahala here. That's what today we referred you to the 2-11. 2-11 is David with a Kasha, there is a din of Eidashi Yati Yachal Azim, that's not good. What's the halacha of Eidashi Yati Yachal Azim? And the Rambam says it's no good in dealing with fashas. Why face from the Rambam that a din of Mammon if it is good? How come it's good in dealing with Mammon? Shouldn't it be a universal din that Eidashi Yati Yachal Azim is not good? So the two mahasim to learn in the Rambam, quoted by the Shach, and he was saying it. Ramshat is that Minatoy, the Shach quotes it from the Shonim, Ramshat is Minatoy, you require Eidashi Yati Yachal Azim of both Mammon if I am a fashas. That's the principle of Drisha B'Chakir. But once they cancel Drisha B'Chakir and Dina Mammonis, obviously it's always going to be Eidah She'iyat Yachal Azim. It didn't say when, it didn't say where. No Drisha B'Chakir, so obviously it's always going to be Iyat Yachal Azim. So how could they do away with Drisha B'Chakir? The Eidah is going to be possible because of the Chisson of Iyat Yachal Azim. So B'Chakir, you have to say they also did away with the requirement for Eidah She'iyat Yachal Azim. So that's what the Rambam means to say. The halacha lemaisa, b'zman hazeh, after all the takanas of the rabban were made, Eidah She'iyat Yachal Azim is no good in the fashas. The halacha lemaisa, b'zman hazeh, it's good in Mammon, and it's mitam takanas of the rabban. That's what some say. And now to say that they feel that that's a little too much to be mamis in the Lashon HaRambam, he doesn't say, but the rise of the rabban and the whole chagai. He sounds like that was always a deal from Shafnat and Torah, Mammon, Hasina, that Eidah She'iyat Yachal Azim is only a psul in the fashas, and anywhere out there in the fashas. So it was always good, even b'zman, that you require the Yishra Hakir and Mammon. How come? So we said as lighthead that perhaps the requirement for Eidah She'iyat Yachal Azim is one of the dinim of Iyum. Allah says in the Mishnah that Ma'ayim al Eidah Nefashis, when the Eidah comes to testify about a case of dinim Nefashis, you have to warn them and threaten them over and over again, tell them, look, you're dealing with a matter of life and death, you're going to cause a man to die. Don't forget, if you kill him and it turns out that you told a lie, you're going to get Kashizam and we're going to kill you. So if we can't fulfill our threat, if he's Eidah She'iyat Yachal Azim, even if it turns out that he's telling a lie, he cannot be punished. So then what can we threaten him? We can't hold any threat over his head. Even if he lies, he's going to get away with it. So then we can't accept his Eidah in the first place because we are unable to do the Iyum. But in Mammonis, you don't have to be Ma'ayim, so then there's no need, even on the level of the Ezra, there's no need for Eidah She'iyat Yachal Azim. So the only assumption that on the level of the Raisa there is a requirement for Eidah She'iyat Yachal Azim. It could be that the Rambam doesn't hold like that. It could be the Rambam holds that on the level of the Raisa it's only needed for Nekashim. But the first Tosfos in Makkos clearly holds like that. But there's a requirement on Kala Peretzila for Eidah She'iyat Yachal Azim. That's what Tosfos here. When Eidim testified that somebody is a Ben Karusha Ben Chalutza, how can you accept the testimony in the first place? If you'll be Mazim, then Eidim Yosin said Ben Karusha Ben Chalutza, Eidim. You don't give him Kashi Zaman, so how can you accept his testimony in the first place? The Tosfos gives two answers on the Kash, but he clearly assumes that the principle of Eidah She'iyat Yachal Azim is applicable universally, it's not limited to the Dinu Kash. So if you hold that Tosfos maybe you can give a different touch in the Gemara. Mar Sovar, Erechet Kiyasa L'Shvu Hudi Asa, doesn't mean like we said yesterday, the Erechet was accepted only for Shvu, and if you want him to be good for Mammon, you have to have him testify again, and take it again with the other one. No. It means like this, if an Erechet comes, Zesha Leibith means they're not together but serve with the other Erechet, if you'll be mazing him, how can you ever make him pay the Kasha Zamam? He can always find a Lechai B'Shvu Basi. I thought the Bezim was only going to... I didn't know that. How am I supposed to know? Another way he's going to come? I thought the Bezim is only going to be Mechai B'Gai Shvu. That's all I meant to do. I never meant to be Mapsed, no. So how can you ever accept this? How can you say, Shem Yidvav Shavu Hayom? Shavu Chavu Yolam Ocha Shem Yidvav Rav and Yimitzah Atzim together. Let it be. The one who came the first day should be Eidah She'iyat Yachal Azim. So the guy can find a Lechai B'Shvu Abasi. So that's why the first time I heard that it's no good. Because Eidechel Kiyosu L'Shvu Hudi Yosu doesn't mean like we said yesterday. We won the Mekabele Eidus for sure, we won the Mekabele for none, and you have to move on. No, we were Mekabele for whatever. But he can find a Lechai V'Shvu Abasi. And the other man, whom we pass him like Ram Nosson holds, no. The Yidoch holds that that's not a problem. Why not? He can say Lechai V'Shvu Abasi. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said in the name of his father, Rechai L'Bach HaRamesh, he said, that halacha of Lechai V'Shvu Abasi, Rav Nosson holds, that's not a taina. That it says in the Torah, Kasha Zalam Las Lach, whatever you intended, and you can shuffle, you can find it, but you never had that in mind, you had in mind something much less. You only intended the Chag Shvu'ah.